This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 6. Front and Center. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 3. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. When you don't use a muscle for some time, it weakens. Something had happened to this man's hand so that he couldn't use it, and it had become virtually useless to him. For all practical purposes, the man's hand had died. One Sabbath day, however, while the people of the town were in the synagogue, their place of worship, Jesus called this man to stand up in front of everyone. This was an invitation to be at the center of the crowd's attention. Jesus wanted to make sure that everyone could see what would happen. Some of the people there were looking to cause trouble for Jesus. They had stubborn hearts, and that made him distressed. So Jesus used a resurrection word, inviting the man to arise in front of the whole crowd. And then, with all the eyes on the man's dead hand, it was suddenly and completely restored to life. In this story, Jesus shows that the purpose of the Sabbath, the law, and the Messiah is to bring life to what is dead. That's what's on display for everyone to see at the center of this story. Jesus isn't just doing nice things. He's demonstrating and announcing the new life he's bringing. On this day, in which the Church of Jesus celebrates Epiphany, let us rejoice in the ways he restores all the parts of our lives that we may have thought were dead. Pray with me. Lord, I confess that I am helpless and cannot change without your restoring power. Restore my life and help me to praise you for coming to triumph over death for our sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.